Well, this is a speech to all Jamaicans and the rest of the world, especially for those who have been victimized of their own civil rights and have been badly brutalized by just saying the right thing. I'm now presenting myself to you as a victim of this system of organized crime, which have been supported by a committed set of people whose conscience is piercing wicked, who have lost the feelings of mankind, who have always remained shamed. They use us as targets. They're licensed to kill and commit illegal crime with promises of protection by their so-called constitution, which is the climax of inhuman. Because they have been strongly supported by their ministers, judges, lieutenants, commissioners, lawyers, who have spent years studying how to defend, preserve and disguise their guilty activity of injustice. They talk about force, Jamaica Defense Force, Jamaica Constabulary Force, which is force of ignorance, pure ignorance. When we speak the truth about our living experience of injustice, they use force to quiet you. They drill to kill, kill to live, because they don't know how to live. Then they sing Jamaica land we love. Forget about the people. So now you know that we realize we don't need your protection. You're too inquisitive in our life. We have heart of flesh. We don't need mental lead nor copper to protect us. What we need is not what you have to offer. Our need comes from God. So now we demand your subtraction from our life. Surely we can make it without you. You and your dirty way of living, who are presently causing our children to be suffering the inconvenience of today's transportation disaster, so the educational background can remain inferior, dark and illiterate, then we become their target. We graduate from school straight into the prison. Prison which we now demand to be diminished, then we would know who's the real criminal. Yes, away with the prison, then we would know who's the real criminal.